Speaking on the sidelines of the Climate Change and Sustainable Development Conference in Khartoum on Wednesday, Professor Bakri Osman Said, director of Sudan International University in Khartoum, says according to climate forecast, temperatures are expected to rise to higher than average due to the emission of gases resulting from scorching coal and gas in transportation, agriculture, and industrial sectors. Osman says this global change is expected to affect development in the least developed countries in Africa, including Sudan.
This conference aims to present views from different environmental scholars and discuss and find suitable ways to deal with climate change so that it does not affect development. Eradication of the negative effects of climate change should contribute positively towards achieving sustainable development.
Earlier this month, the World Meteorological Organization reported that droughts and devastating floods have hit African communities and their economies hard. Professor Osman says the effects of climate change could be disastrous if leaders do not take action.
The effect of climate change on food production could cause many problems to African communities. It could lead to conflicts, violence, and wars that would also lead to displacement, migration, and disintegration of communities. This is the effect of greenhouse gas production.
Speaking at the same conference, Sudanese environmental expert Naji Mansour says communities need to be educated on the effect of activities that contribute negatively towards climate change in Sudan.
We in Sudan are in much need of such conferences due to the enormous climate change experiences that the country is going through. In recent years, Sudan has been experiencing a lot of natural disasters, such as torrential rains and floods. Our environment has been affected due to these changes.
Majda Mustafa, a member of the Sudanese Environmental High Council, praised Sudan International University for organizing the conference and says the council will be working hand in hand with the university to address the environmental-related matters. Mustafa says resolutions of this conference shall be presented to the National High Environmental Council. She says we expect the formation of committees to develop a joint social responsibility for all the Sudanese universities and the concerned authorities. The one-day conference discussed more than a dozen research papers from Sudanese and foreign researchers and scholars on the effect of climate change. In July, the head of Sudan Sovereign Council, Abdul Fattah al-Burhan, warned about the effects of the drought in the IGAD region. Addressing the IGAD heads of state in Nairobi, Kenya, he said, "Some parts of the region have had four consecutive seasons without rain, forcing millions to move in search of food, water, and pasture. If we do not handle the drought situation, it is going to be the worst we have seen in 40 years. For VOA News, I am Michael Atit in Khartoum.